Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The most banned network in the world.
It's Thursday, February 2nd, 2023, and we are going to clear the decks of guests today and take massive amounts of your phone calls on five big subjects I'm going to be announcing and covering in the first 30 minutes of the broadcast. It's all incredibly important, obviously. We have a Pentagon document that's been released. It's a public Pentagon plan to take over the brains of the American people in cognitive security. You must be mind-controlled. To give you security, there must not be any freedom. Totally tyrannical, absolutely authoritarian, totalitarian. We're going to be hitting that. Putin is preparing massive assault with 500,000 men on two fronts, and it looks like it's going to happen sometime in the next 3 weeks, in or around the anniversary of the attack that was launched last year. I agree with that analysis and concur with that information. That's all coming up. We have the Great Reset, not just in Europe or Australia or the UK, but here, banning your fireplaces, banning your gas-powered stoves and more, your cows, everything. Big stack on that, and so much more here today. You do not want to miss any of this broadcast. But first, I want to play up with Tucker Carlson. Earlier in the week, he pointed out, if we're going to try to liberate authoritarian countries, peoples, like North Korea or whatever, how about we liberate Canada? And he's been criticized for it. Here's the clip.
We're talking to our friend David Azarad recently for an interview on Fox Nation, and the topic of Canada came up. David Azarad was born and raised in Montreal, but like a lot of ambitious and freedom-loving people, he fled later to the United States. And because all the people who care about their own rights have left, Canada under Justin Trudeau has become effectively a dictatorship. And we don't like dictatorships. We're America. We liberate dictatorships. That's what we do. So we asked the obvious question, why don't we just liberate Canada? Here's that conversation. Why should we stand back and let our biggest trading partner, the country with which we share the longest border, and actually, I could just say a great country, I love Canada, I've always loved Canada because of its natural beauty. Why should we let it become Cuba? Like, why don't we liberate it? We're spending all this money to liberate Ukraine from the Russians. Why are we not sending an armed force north to liberate Canada from Trudeau? And I mean it.
Well, I don't know.
But then you don't have to answer.
Yeah, I don't know that I'm there yet with you.
I'm just talking myself into a frenzy here. It's a fair question, and honestly, we thought the Canadians would be flattered because they're always flattered when you talk about them. They're like stalkers. You don't know they exist, but they've got pictures of you in their dorm room. So if you do a Canada joke on TV, they go absolutely crazy. They don't really know how to handle it or what it means, but it doesn't matter. They're excited. And that's true even in the Canadian Parliament. Apparently, there's so little going on in Canada, like civil liberties, that if you tell a joke about Canada, they go bonkers. Watch this Canadian, quote, member of Parliament try to get some kind of resolution passed condemning this show.
Mr. Speaker, after consultation with the parties in the House, if you seek it, I believe you will find unanimous consent for the following motion. That given the rise of far-right and associated violent extremism led to the attempted insurrection in the United States, the House condemns recent comments made by Fox News personality Tucker Carlson, in which he suggests U.S. armed forces liberate Canada from the current Prime Minister.
All those opposed to the honourable member moving the motion will please say nay. Nay, I'm afraid we don't have unanimous consent.
By the way, it failed, and we don't want to be too picky-yoon or anything, but we did not suggest the armed forces liberate Canada. You're flattering yourself, Canadian member of Parliament. We wouldn't need the armed forces. A couple of your college roommates just ran up the sled dogs and you wouldn't be able to move. We're not actually going to do it just yet. It's something to think about. Settle down.
Well, he jerked our chain.
The cavalry has arrived. Ultimate Bone Broth is the strongest, highest quality chicken-based bone broth you're going to find, with all of the effects for your joints, your bones, your muscles, your heart, but more importantly, your immune system. Everybody knows about grandma and chicken broth. Well, this is concentrated chicken broth, the strongest out there, with chaga mushroom and a whole bunch of other ingredients like turmeric. The list goes on and on. This is definitely the strongest, best bone broth out there, and your purchase supports the InfoWar 360 win. If you've not experienced bone broth, and even the regular ones have great effects, believe me, you want to get InfoWars Life Ultimate Bone Broth at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, it'll take an hour to tell you all this great stuff about it. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, read the facts there, and then order some, and you can't lose. It's nutritive, it empowers your body, it's great for your immune system, bones and joints, and it funds the InfoWar. So, Ultimate Bone Broth, now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com for 25% off.
The Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
It's Thursday, February 2nd. The year is 2023. And we are hurtling through deep space on this gorgeous planet into an unknown future. Thank you so much for joining us. We're going to take calls for the entire broadcast today. The entire broadcast, after I hit a lot of this news, then interspersed throughout your phone calls, I'll be covering breaking news and information. Here's what we have for you, and there is quite a lot to say the least. Incredible Stockholm Syndrome from people hurt by the poison shots, trying to blame all their new illnesses on something else, like the weather, or maybe perhaps the common colds making them have heart attacks. We've got that big stack of news. We have Putin preparing a massive 500,000-plus troop invasion in or around the anniversary of the 24th of this month. We're going to get to that World War III looming information. I've got a big stack right over here on mind control that we're going to be getting to. As the Pentagon puts out a public report, DOD adds cognitive security, that means control of your brain, to governmental disinformation campaign. And, of course, we'll break down who's programming that and what this campaign plans to do. We're already deep into it, but now they're going public with it. Also, Great Reset, Britain's faced 3,300-pound fines, up to 3,000-pound fines, 303,000-pound fines for burning wood to keep warm. And you're like, well, that's over in the UK. No, already dozens of cities have banned fireplaces and wood stoves as well. And that ties into a bunch of other Agenda 2030 cut off the power information. Christian mother is suing school for forcing 4-year-old son to take part in gay pride parade and what that's all really tied into. Some very important free energy news. That's breaking. Hunter Biden now claims laptop from hell was stolen, and he's the victim, and Democrats are saying they are looking to charge those that reported the Chinese espionage and pedophilia that are on the laptop. Paul Joseph Watson breaks down so-called immigrants or invaders in the UK, given free debit cards and housing. GOP Representative Chip Roy exonerates Dems for refusing to condemn socialism and opposing the Pledge of Allegiance. We're going to be getting to that report. Jordan Peterson weighing in after meeting with Benjamin Netanyahu 5 weeks ago, having him on the show and having dinner with him, now wants to attack Iran and tells Americans get behind it, even though Jordan Peterson is not un-American. Why don't you go try to get the Canadians to attack somebody and start World War III, Mr. Military Man? That's just some of what we're going to be breaking down today. A lot of news on the economy and more. But really the big news is I'm going to take a massive amount of your phone calls. We had a lot of incredible callers yesterday, and I intend to give the number out at the bottom of the hour to cover any of the subjects that I am raising here that I'm about to plow through right now. But first, let's talk about who to invade. Tucker Carlson on Monday put out one of his Fox Nation podcast interviews, and he was interviewing a guest and said, if we're always going to invade countries to liberate them, supposedly, why don't we invade Canada to liberate them? It was a joke. It was tongue-in-cheek. The Canadian Parliament's now calling for investigations and decrying the plan to invade Canada, even though it's the Chinese communists that are basically taking it over and have 10,000 troops drilling there at any one time. But oh, no, no, Tucker Carlson was planning that. But when we pull back, who's really supporting dictatorship? I've got clips right here of Democrats like Hakeem Jeffries opposing a congressional resolution condemning brutal and corrupt socialist dictators, some of them unelected, who undermine, he said it would undermine the House Democrats' agenda to criticize them. So obviously we're not really saying invade Canada. We're pointing out, I'm pointing out, Tucker's pointing out, you're pointing out, that they are in a national emergency, that they're banning free speech, that they're banning demonstrations, that they're spying on their political opposition, that they're grabbing people's bank accounts, that they're doing everything that a totalitarian regime or a basic dictatorship would do. And remember, Justin Trudeau was elected, Jacinda Ardern was elected, Adolf Hitler was elected. Just because you're elected doesn't mean you then can't establish a dictatorship. Doesn't mean you can't even leave office, but leave a deep state bureaucratic dictatorship in place. And that's really what America has. That's why I raised this point. Canada needs liberating. The United States of America needs liberating. Scotland and Ireland and England need liberating. The UK is the only place under tyranny. Germany is under tyranny. France is under tyranny. The Netherlands are under tyranny. You can basically go to any Western country, Australia, New Zealand, you name it, and the leaders are on TV promoting classical basic dictatorship. Do I need to play the clip of Trudeau again saying, I admire Xi Jinping and communist China. I want to be like their communist dictatorship. Do I need to play Jacinda Ardern and the rest of them saying, don't leave your house, and if you don't take the shot, we're going to hunt you down and make you take it? You can't get more totalitarian, not just authoritarian, than taking over people's bodies and trying to lock them in their houses and control their lives. But the Pentagon tells us what the next step is in locking us in our houses, the forced metaverse. So I'm going to tie all of this together. But here's the short clip of Tucker Carlson that's got the Canadian government having parliamentary meetings and parliamentary speeches and discussions about what to do of the looming threat. And obviously Tucker Carlson is a super smart, a genius. And what he did is baited them, knowing that it would cause a bigger national debate about how their totalitarian regime, when he got elected again as the leader of Canada a few months ago last year, Trudeau was at a 30% approval rating and got about 30% of the vote. Now he's down at about 18% national polls. Now you ask, how is he elected with 18% of the support, or 30? Because it's a parliament. So they can get different factions of the parliament to just give him a majority, and still he wins, even though in the popular vote he got right around 30% of the vote for his party. So all these people are disliked. They are reviled. They are hated by their populations. But for some reason, we can't seem to get rid of them. Even if we get rid of them occasionally with a scandal, the permanent bureaucracy, the deep state, the permanent state, whatever you want to call it, that's what it is a bureaucracy celebrating that they can block what Trump wanted to do. They can block what Richard Nixon wanted to do. And they are at war with our rule of law and our country. So here's the short clip that's got everybody up in arms, but I think really should spur a debate. Yes, we need to liberate our nations, but first you have to know who's in control of them, and you've got to figure out what you're going to replace it with, and you've got to figure out how to do it as peacefully as possible. But if we start winning peacefully, culturally, They're going to engage in election fraud. They're going to engage in censorship. They're going to engage in surveillance. They're going to engage in economic warfare. They're going to engage in intimidation, which they've done. And then try to stage violent events to make their opposition look violent. As Mahatma Gandhi said, there are multiple stages of taking your country back, of revolution. First, they ignore you. Then they laugh at you. Then they try to outlaw and attack you. Then you win. And we're into the outlaw attack mode, attack outlaw mode right now. So everybody getting freaked out and thinking, hey, we're in deep trouble. This is terrible. We've got total tyrants. The gloves are off. The mask is off. The gloves have been off for a long time. Now the mask is off, folks. And people can see that this is tyranny, corporately run by the big Fortune 100 that control the WEF and the UN that are bringing this tyranny to our shores. Here's a clip of Carlson going out to break.
Why should we stand back and let our biggest trading partner, the country with which we share the longest border, and actually, I could just say a great country. I love Canada. I've always loved Canada because of its natural beauty. Why should we let it become Cuba? Like, why don't we liberate it? We're spending all this money to liberate Ukraine from the Russians. Why are we not sending an armed force north to liberate Canada from Trudeau? And I mean it.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's get into it. So, there's a big debate going on in Canada, a big debate going on here in the United States. It's happening in Congress, where the Republicans are coming out, the Patriot Caucus, the Liberty Caucus, and the Freedom Caucus, and they're saying, we want you to come out in resolutions against communism and totalitarianism and dictatorship, and the Democratic Party is defending it and saying it will undermine their agenda to come out and say, we're not going to kill babies after they're born. 2 weeks ago, they voted no against that resolution. Now, this week, they're voting against a resolution against dictatorship in the world. Remember, Nancy Pelosi, 4 years ago, said that MS-13, the per capita most violent gang in the world, they kill many of their victims in satanic rituals. They believe give them demonic power. And Nancy Pelosi said they are all God's children. And then Tucker Carlson says that we're talking about regime change around the world. We've got a big Cuba north of us that has a man setting up a dictatorship up there. They have parliamentary hearings where they admit he's continuing the emergency, banning free speech. Shouldn't we talk about liberating Canada? And that is meant to spur a discussion of how we are going into an authoritarian slash totalitarian system. So here's a clip of Hakeem Jeffries opposing a resolution condemning brutal and corrupt socialist dictators.
They bring to the floor of the House of Representatives today a resolution on socialism to condemn some dictators that we all condemn. But understand, the goal of this phony, fake, and fraudulent resolution is just to somehow provide cover for extreme MAGA Republicans to try to undermine an agenda that is designed to lift up the health, safety, and well-being of the American people.
Well, that's some good doublespeak. We're against dictators, but we're not going to condemn them. Here's Representative Chip Roy discussing this abomination.
But we are here, and I think this is important. Again, this is going to be an amendment. Maybe I have like 1 or 2 minutes of debate, but now we're having a full-throated debate because just like yesterday in the Rules Committee of the House of Representatives, when we offered a resolution saying that we stand to thwart socialism, there was complete opposition by my colleagues on the other side of the aisle to standing athwart socialism. Literally, a full debate. No, we cannot stand against socialism in the House Rules Committee. My colleagues on the other side of the aisle. So I just want the American people to understand, in the House Judiciary Committee, we have opposition to pledging allegiance to the flag of the United States. We have questions being raised about whether we should pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States and representing that as one nation under God. We have a Democratic Party that refuses to stand up and say that they oppose socialism and fought it in the House Rules Committee. Presumably we'll fight it on the House floor. We'll see how the vote plays out. And that is the state of your Democratic Party today.
That is the state of the Democratic Party today. The full breakdown and a bunch of the clips are on Infowars.com. In an article, GOP Rep Chip Roy exposes Dems for refusing to condemn socialism and opposing Pledge of Allegiance. And folks, this is the debate we need to be having. We need to force this out in the open that multinational companies are promoting classical dictatorship and centralized authoritarian totalitarian control. They're trying to surveil us, ban our speech, cut off the money supply of people that don't go along with the system. A group of Catholic school, high school students wasn't just attacked outside, a D.C. building a few years ago, famously, and the media claimed they attacked people. But now there's new video and new articles where a bunch of Catholic school kids, young people, were going to the Smithsonian Museum in D.C. and were thrown out because they were wearing pro-life hats that said, "I'm pro-life" on it. And the D.C. police are defending that, saying, "You're not allowed to have a political message in here." What the hell does that mean? What do you think gay pride is? I don't care if you're gay or straight or what you are. I've never attacked anybody for that, as long as they're an adult. But you don't target our children with heterosexual, homosexual, or anything else. And you certainly don't have the gay pride movement worldwide being a transhumanist, globalist, New World Order thing that the big corporations that own slave factories in China wrap themselves in. Oh, it's okay, we got slave labor in China, and Tim Cook has the worst factories that he contracts with at Foxconn with 18-hour workdays and forced abortions and suicide nets because he's gay. And he gives money to Black Lives Matter. They wrap themselves in Black Lives Matter and LGBTQ XYZ crap when nobody's opposing their life or what they're doing. They've got freedom. They're here. And then they want access to our children to tell them about sex and then to attach it to everything else and then have them parade them out. Right here I live in Austin, in elementary and middle schools, little kids told, put these flags on, put these messages on, and then march around in the streets without even telling their parents. If you were going to have my kids in a public school or a private school march for the Democratic Party or the Republican Party or for the environmentalism or for anything, you better tell me so I can keep them home if I don't agree with that. Plus, a school shouldn't be politicizing things, much less attaching it to sex, ladies and gentlemen, and their sexual future and transgenderism and confusing children about who they are when they're young and very impressionable. It's a big debate between parents when to teach their children about sex education and the birds and the bees. You certainly don't want strangers when they're 5, 6, 7 years old with a globalist agenda teaching them, and we all know that, and it's creepy as hell. In fact, it made me so disturbed last week, like last Monday, I never aired it. And then I sent it to Owen on Friday and said, please air it, but I didn't watch the show. Will you guys pull up that video of the academics with the black doll, the little kids saying, is it a boy, is it a girl, trying to confuse them. And the kid goes, it's non-binary, and they go, good. Then the teachers brag, look how we're taking over their minds. Look how he said the non-binary. It's working so well. I mean, I can show you the videos where they say, we're going to recruit your children. We're going to get your children. Again, if a man walked up to your 8-year-old daughter in a park while you're sitting there playing volleyball and she's over there, you know, eating potato chips or playing with her toys, and a man comes up and says, I want to talk to you, little boy, little girl, about your sexual preference and what you're going to be when you grow up, that person would be lucky to not go to the hospital. And they'd probably get arrested. But if it's done academically, it's all cute and funny. They want control of your children's minds. They want to form a sexual relationship with them to control them in the future. They want to destroy their innocence. It's a cult of mind-controlling pedophiles.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, It's really just incredible. So for myself, the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I only encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, you're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
So we are in a culture war funded and controlled and designed by the biggest, most powerful companies and institutions in the world. Everything the left pushes is the establishment narrative. It is the power structure. It is the man. They are not anti-establishment. They are pro-transhumanist, corporate, world government, destruction of the family, cutting off your energy, atomizing individuals where we can all be cut off and controlled. It is a predatory system. Mass Stockholm Syndrome strikes. As the masses continue bowing to the COVID cult and beyond. And I've got a bunch of examples of that I'm going to get to, then I'm going to give the number out and take your calls. It all ties together. It's domestication. It's isolation. It's that you're not essential. It is such a horrible nightmare system that they're bringing into play right now. So let's go ahead and start running through it. Since I mentioned this, InfoWars wrote about this last Monday. I mentioned it but never got to it. This is North Carolina Education Association. This is what's taught to academics in public and private schools across North Carolina. This is Maddie Piper. And excuse me, I made a mistake. I said they're doing this to first graders and kindergartners. No, I'm sorry. This is in preschool. These children are 3 to 5. And the doll is binary, non-binary. It's not a boy or a girl. So they learn that term and start thinking, maybe I'm not a boy or a girl. So they're slotted into the system to then be counseled and given sterilants and taken away from their parents and then finally have their breast and penises and testicles cut off. And the new comic book characters and the cartoon characters are all there, making it fashionable to have your reproductive system destroyed and your biological system of X and Y chromosomes annihilated. So we're going to play this clip. Then I'm going to play a Mr. Rogers clip that's got the left up in arms. They're demanding, the articles on InfoWars.com, leftist coalitions, that Mr. Rogers' shows be reviewed and that not be allowed to air if he calls people boys and girls. Just like Bill Guy, the science guy. We played the clip a few years ago of him in the 90s saying, you are X, you are Y, you are boy, you are girl. Those have been removed. And he supports those episodes never airing again. I mean, what a cult of controller. What a cult of control. Absolutely stunning. Here's the clip.
Huckleberries, today I wanted to introduce you to a new friend in our class. Well, this, Huckleberries, is my friend, Nash. It's our first day in our class. They're just looking around at all of you, and they're so curious to know who you all are.
Today was fun. It was really interesting, though, knowing going in, being like, I don't know what questions kiddos are going to have or what they're going to say. Which is both like nerve-wracking, but also kind of exciting. It's that place of not knowing as a teacher and just being okay with that. And the friend likes to ask the question, are you a boy or a girl?
Hit pause. Back up the clip 10 seconds. Listen how creepy and snake-like this woman's voice is so she can confuse children, put this in their minds, and then claim the children spontaneously believe it. They've had major academics and Biden cabinet officials come out and say, babies know they're non-binary or gay or straight at birth. They don't want children to have any chance to lead their own lives. It's a cult to destroy the individual free will. Continue.
I'm just a kid.
But a kid. But kids can be boys or girls.
They can be boys or girls.
Okay.
Yeah.
Or maybe non-binary.
Yeah.
It was just like non-binary, yeah. Yeah. That's just something that we know. This is something, I mean, it's like they're 4 and 5 years old and they just didn't make a big deal out of being a boy or a girl.
Mm-hmm. And I think it was a huge testament to how much we've been talking about it in the classroom, that you never mentioned the term non-binary. It was a child who brought that up because it's constantly in conversation.
Yeah, just like me. So Nash, just like me, is non-binary. So they aren't sure if they're a boy or a girl. So when people ask them, are you a boy or a girl? Right now they just feel like saying, I'm a kid. They're figuring it out.
Why does he like? Does he like stars?
They like stars.
They like stars.
Yeah, and they are really.
They wore their star shirt.
They wore their star shirt because it's their favorite shirt, and because they were nervous today, they thought they would wear something that makes them feel special.
So the government corporate-funded North Carolina Educational Group comes in to the public preschool, and she commends the teachers that we say it so much in the class to the 3, 4, and 5-year-olds that they're saying it on their own. Yay, we're effectively brainwashing little children. Little girls like, Does the little person, the little it that has no identity, that's not projected by the state and the corporations, does it like stars? Oh, they like stars, not he or she. Diabolical, creepy, evil, dangerous to the max. Now, here is the clip that they're wanting removed of Mr. Rogers committing a thought crime.
Boys are boys from the beginning. If you were born a boy, you stay a boy. Girls are girls right from the start. If you were born a girl, you stay a girl and grow up to be a lady. Only girls can be the mommies. Only boys can be the daddies.
All right, and the word is that's being removed off the internet. Or being a thought crime. Folks, we're already way down the rat hole with these people. Now, I've got a bunch of other examples of Stockholm Syndrome with the poison shot when we come back. And then I'm going to go to your phone calls. I'm going to give the number out right now on mind control, on the war, on them cutting off the resources, on this anti-human attack. We can't just sit here and like, well, I'll be politically correct. I'll leave it alone. I'll comply. I'll have a good social credit score. There's always going to be more they had. And maybe you don't care what they do to kids, some of you, new listeners. But do you care about losing your car, losing your autonomy over your own body with these poison shots? Do you care about losing your stove or your fireplace? Because I've got all the articles around the world where that's being banned. Where is this coming from? The big mega corporations. It's unified. It's the establishment. It's powerful. But we, the people, are 8 billion. And when we do little things together, it moves mountains. So if the listeners, the millions tuned in, will just tell their friends, family, strangers, neighbors about Infowars.com/show-and-van.video and tell them to tell folks, it changes the world. And if you'll just go to Infowarsstore.com, you'll get amazing products that keep this broadcast on the air that will enrich your life. That's called a win-win. Only way you don't win is not taking action. So take the action. Be part of the revolution against the establishment and their evil neo-feudalistic transhumanism. Now, this sale has to end on Monday. It'll be over Tuesday. It's the biggest sale we ever do. It's as big as our Christmas sale. And it is the Alex Jones is Right emergency sale. I had an hour-long marketing meetings this morning on what we got left and what we can sell and what we can do. So all this stuff's going to go back to regular price if it's not already sold out on Tuesday. Immune support, Brain Force and Brain Force Ultra, 50% off. Whole food multivitamin, 40% off. Vitamin C with zinc, the mega formula, 40% off. Ending soon. Ultimate krill oil, highest quality krill, 40% off. Pain MD, 40% off. One of our new products, amazing, a private label of a top-selling product. 1776 testosterone boost, that's selling out quick, 40% off. X7 Diet Force, 40% off, selling out quick. Vitamin D3 gummies, 50% off. Ending soon with the calcium. Superfilm Vitality, 50% off. Ultimate Fish Oil, 40% off. Down and Out Sleep Support, back in stock, 40% off. Real Red Pill Plus, selling out quick, still 50% off. Busy Magnesium, back in stock, 25% off. Living Defense Plus, been sold out, back in stock, 25% off. Alpha Power, Vaso Beach, it's all there. And Ultimate Bone Broth, update even better, back in stock, Infowarsstore.com. Now take action and fund the tip of the spear.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Understand that 99% of people that go along with the power structure are followers and are under mass Stockholm syndrome and learned helplessness and have been positioned to not be able to understand they're being abused and can't ever admit that they're being abused. Now, there's countless examples of this, the clips you see everywhere, people saying, well, I took the first shot and my face and arms were paralyzed for 2 weeks and now I have red bloody spots all over me, but I'm taking the second one. I'm going to be safe. I'm going to do it. And you see those videos, you think, this has got to be fake. And then it turns out they're real. So it's easy to laugh at these people, but it's not funny because they're dangerous. And they're going to try to go along with forcing us to live in their hell with them because they're told, oh, utopia is always right over the hill, right around the next corner. We just can't get these bad people to listen to us and believe us. If we could just have World War III. I mean, Sean Penn said, hey, nuclear war is not that bad. Really, we can do it. Can't be off the table. Come on, nuclear war, folks. Hey, forced injections with experimental shots. Come on, convicted pedophiles having access to your kids. Open borders, fentanyl, devaluing the currency. Cutting off our energy, but not cutting off China's and others, where the globalists invest. No, 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 it's all for your own good. Show how moral you are. We'll pat you on the head and you know, reward you psychologically and maybe give you some free tickets to a baseball game if you take the injections. Maybe a hamburger. Maybe some french fries. You mean you get delicious fries with your delicious burger? So here he is, fully vaccinated MSNBC host, Yasmin Vazagayan, develops pancreatitis and then myocarditis, then blames the condition on the common cold. or, you know, it's stroke season too now. Here she is.
Was pretty certain not to believe the reflux. The next day, on December 30th, I woke up with severe pains both in my chest and my left shoulder, and it was like a tightening in my chest. When I took deep breaths, that got worse when I was laying flat. I knew enough at that moment to understand that it could mean, could is the key word here, that I was having a heart attack, especially because it was happening in the left part of my shoulder. I want to remind you, I run 7 miles 3 to 4 times a week, or I did. I do yoga. I don't eat meat. I don't smoke. I drink occasionally. Not right now, though, because my doctor tells me I can't. Aside from probably not getting enough sleep and working too much, I'm a pretty healthy person. But on that day, I was anything but. My husband drove me to the emergency room, and from there, the nightmare that has been my January began. I was diagnosed with pericarditis, inflammation of the lining of my heart, brought on by a virus, a literal common cold. I also had fluid around my heart that had to be drained or else it could hinder the beating of my heart. I was hospitalized for 4 nights and transferred from a local hospital to NYU Langone here in New York City. On January 4th, I was finally discharged after doctors drained the fluid around my heart, and I bounced out of the hospital. I couldn't get out of there fast enough with the hopes I was on the mend. But that was not the end. 3 days later, I was readmitted when I felt a flutter in my heart, like a butterfly. It was inside my chest. They determined I had developed myocarditis, inflammation of the actual heart now, the heart muscle. I remember being shepherded through the emergency room and wondering, is this it? It wasn't, thank God. Instead, I spent 5 more days in the hospital where they ran a battery of tests, adjusted my meds, and made sure nothing else was.
Okay, so that's Yasmin Vesuvian develops pericarditis and then myocarditis, which is exactly what the document in October 2000 from the CDC predicted these mRNA shots would do, because they tested a similar shot on rats at the University of Texas under a program run by Obama and Fauci. But no, she says it's the common cold, and it's just normal that you're all going to have major heart problems now. And she'll take more shots till she dies. And her family, I guess, will never come to grips with it because they can't admit it's being done to them. Here's another example of Colbert really laughing at his audience, who he knows will never take their mask off, but saying, hey, great news, Biden is saying it'll be over in the summer. Just a few more months, and then Biden will lift the emergency. Here's Colbert.
Losing tonight, breathing easy, because the White House has finally announced they plan to end the COVID public health emergency in May. Take that, COVID! We beat you! Shove that up your nose and rotate it 5 times. This has been a long time coming. I wish you could see the smiles on the faces of my audience. And I wish I could too, because they're still wearing masks. The end is near. This is a huge moment. After all the COVID we've all been through, the Delta variant, Omicron, Omicron BA2, XBB.1.5, Z95, the home of classic.
So there he is laughing at them as they all cheer. We're still wearing our mask. Yay! Even though what we told you 2.5 years ago is now confirmed by another major study. Massive peer-reviewed mass study shows little to no difference in preventing COVID and flu infection with the mask, and, of course, increase of bacterial pneumonia that breed in the mask, and you don't get as much of the natural flora that's out there, so your body lowers its immunity while you wear a mask as well. A massive international research collaboration that analyzed several dozen rigorous studies focusing on physical interventions against COVID-19 and influenza found that they provide little to no protection against infection or illness rates. But don't worry, that's at least better than the shots that lower your immunity and increase infection, hospitalization, and death. But those under Stockholm Syndrome don't care. It's their security blanket. Bills provide for imprisonment for those who doubt vaccines in Brazil. And guess who it's sponsored by? Guess who's funding the politicians? That's right, Pfizer and others. They don't want you to be able to speak out against what they're assaulting us with. FDA advisor inadvertently confirms Pfizer is doing gain-of-function research. That's up on Infowars.com. And it goes on and on from there. What a time to be alive. I want to give the number out. I'm going to take a ton of calls today. I've already raised the issue of mass Stockholm syndrome, mind control. How do we get people out of it? We're going to start the next hour. I'm going to cover the big mind control news. I just set the table so far, and then we're going right to your calls. It's taking me about 10 minutes to cover these stacks right here that are so critical and who's behind the mind control. And then we'll go to your phone calls. The toll-free number to join us is 877-789-2539. There it is, 1-877-789-2539. Remember the old cartoons when you were a kid, the black and white ones, if you're old enough to remember those, where it followed the bouncing ball, taught kids how to read. I could read by the time I was five pretty good because of those cartoons. They don't have those now, so they don't want you to know how to read. 1-877-789-2539. 877-789-2539, and we are taking your phone calls. You know, back then when they had black and white cartoons, teach your kids how to write, teach your kids how to read, they also put iodine in the salt, and it raised IQs on average in the U.S. within a decade, once they started in the late 20s, by 15 points. Oh, but the government made sure it got taken out in the late 70s with new policies of Henry Kissinger. Say we want to adulterate the food and water to lower IQs to make them more manageable, and we want to wipe out at least 80% of the world's population. Now, they haven't gotten around to that. They slowed the rate, but that's where we're all living. That's what we're all under. That's what we're dealing with. So, first-time callers, callers that haven't called in a long time, callers that never called, callers that agree, callers that want to make a point, callers that disagree, callers that have a question for me, or questions for other callers. I love the free-for-all. I love the nature of it. And we're just talking about this mind-control planet and how to get out of it and how to stop World War III and just how to get our energy turned back on and how to identify the people that are openly predatory, coming after us and assaulting every basic form of liberty and security and human decency. It's all coming up in the next hour, 2 hours. In fact, 2+ hours. Of phone calls straight ahead. Please don't forget, Monday is the last day for the Alex Jones Was Right mega sales, as big as our Christmas sale. It's as good as our sales ever get. It's over the top amazing. Up to 50% off on our best selling products right across the board. So many of them back in stock. So many about to sell out. So we've got to end the sale because it's basically store wide on the supplements on Monday. We'll still have some sales going, but a lot of the stuff's about to sell out. So if you want our great nootropics, Brain Force Ultra or Brain Force Plus, two different formulas, different ways they hit you, they're great. 50% off ending on Monday. Whole Food Multivitamins, super high quality, 40% off ending. Vitamin C with zinc, ending, 40% off. Ultimate Krill Oil, ending, 40% off. On and on, 1776 Testosterone Boost, 40% off. Pain MD, 40% off. Those are great formulas. Check them out. And Ultimate Bone Broth, back in stock right now, ladies and gentlemen, at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for your support. Tell folks, tune in now. This is an InfoWar, a war for your mind.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.